Hi, I'm Asha Tomlinson.
And I'm David Common.
And we're hosts of CBC Marketplace. We're award-winning investigative journalists that want to help you avoid clever scams, unsafe products, and sketchy services.
Our TV show has been Canada's top investigative consumer watchdog for more than 50 years, but this is our first podcast.
CBC Marketplace podcast is available now on the CBC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, it's The World This Hour. I'm Joe Cummings. Voting is underway in the Russian presidential election. This is a three-day process with the outcome all but guaranteed. Vladimir Putin is expected to win in a landslide, securing his fifth term as Russian president. Breyer Stewart reports.
As polls opened in the Siberian city of Yakutsk this morning, people lined up to choose one of four candidates for president. But Vladimir Putin really has no meaningful opposition. All of those who have seriously challenged him have been either banned from running, sentenced to prison, or in Alexei Navalny's case, now dead. I would like to see changes, said Maxim Andreev, who is voting. I want the future to be bright. The future almost certainly includes Putin winning. The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe says it was not invited to send a team to observe this election. More proof, the organization says, of democratic backsliding. Early exit polls are expected Sunday evening, and the president's inauguration is already planned for May. Breyer Stewart, CBC News, London.
Meanwhile, the leaders of Germany, France, and Poland are meeting today in Berlin to discuss their support for the Ukrainian war effort. The meeting comes as the EU's promise to produce 1 million artillery rounds for Ukraine has fallen well short, while U.S. aid for Ukraine remains stalled on Capitol Hill. The Palestinian Health Ministry is accusing Israeli forces of killing more than 20 people near an aid distribution area in northern Gaza. The health ministry is saying the victims were waiting for aid when they were hit by Israeli shelling. The Israeli military denies the allegation, saying the reports are false. Meanwhile, there's a significant security presence in occupied East Jerusalem today for the first Friday prayers of Ramadan. Sarah Coates reports.
There are many, many heavily armed border police officers. We do know that around 3,000 have been deployed around the old city. I'm hearing the mosque now behind me. I'm right at the Al-Aqsa Mosque. We do understand that some restrictions are now being placed on Palestinians coming in from the West Bank, not from Jerusalem. So this could potentially see things really ignite, given that this is a flashpoint area, even when a war isn't ongoing. And also given the fact that Hamas has once again put out a call for Muslims, for Palestinians around this area to march on the Al-Aqsa Mosque during the first Friday prayer. So certainly very tense on the ground. Many armed police, as I said, patrolling the streets with the Friday prayer happening. Sarah Coates for CBC News, occupied East Jerusalem.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is in Montreal for a meeting today on immigration with Quebec Premier François Legault. Legault wants Quebec to have the power to establish all its own immigration rules. That includes determining how many refugees it processes. Already this year, Legault has asked for $1 billion in federal funding to help cover the costs of the recent spike in asylum seekers. Today marks the fifth anniversary of the worst mass shooting in New Zealand history.
The sacrifice of the families and the family members who endured a loss that has happened here like 5 years ago, and the blessings that we send to the people that has been martyred here, and peace for the family members who are here in Christchurch.
That's from a memorial service at Al Noor Mosque in Christchurch. It's one of the scenes of the mass shooting that claimed 51 lives. The man responsible released a racist manifesto shortly before carrying out the shootings, which he streamed live on Facebook. In the months that followed, then-Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern brought in a series of new gun laws and launched a global campaign focusing on online hate. And that is The World This Hour. You can listen to us live on your mobile device using the CBC Listen app. And for news anytime, go to our website, cbcnews.ca. For CBC News, I'm Joe Cummings.